Part 3. Questions 21 to 35. In this part, you will hear three talks, lectures or conversations. The talks, lectures or conversations will not be repeated. There are five questions for each talk, lecture or conversation. For each question, choose the right answer. A, B, C or D. Questions 21 to 25 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 21 to 25.
So I really appreciate your talking with me about this.
Well, I was concerned. Generally, I think students should get a grade based on your overall work. But I could see that you didn't do as well on the last test, and you had done very well on the first two exams.
I know. I was right in the middle of moving out of my dorm at the end of the semester, and that was my last exam. Normally, I wouldn't ask to take an incomplete, but I just didn't feel that a lower grade really represented my work.
I agree. But again, I don't usually like to do change of grade forms.
Okay, I understand.
So, well, I was thinking, perhaps if you want to do an extra credit project, let's say something that will help you pull your grade back up to an A-.
I can do that. Look, it's so important that I maintain very good grades. My financial aid package requires that I do.
I can understand that.
So what should I do?
Okay, here's the deal. You write a 5-page paper on Shakespeare's worst play, and I mean you have to have read all of them to decide what his worst play was, and tell me why you think so.
Wow, that's...
You want to get that change of grade, right?
Right, yeah, of course.
Fine. So you'll have 2 weeks to write this paper. Shouldn't take you too long if you've done your reading.
Oh, I have. I've read all the plays, and I think I know which one I'm going to choose.
Fine. Don't tell me. Surprise me.
I will. So what happens if I do a good job on the paper?
Then I will fill out the forms for a change of grade. It takes a few weeks after that, but the new grade should go on your transcript afterwards.
Okay. I guess I will have to go to the library over semester break. Thanks for your understanding.
Questions 26 to 30 refer to the following conversation. First, take some time to read the questions 26 to 30.
Hi, I really need your help. I've got to prepare for a presentation, and I haven't got a clue about how to do a visual slideshow.
Well, that's why we're here. We have tutors who know all the word processing and presentation programs. Do you know what presentation viewer program you want to use?
I have no idea. Which is best?
That depends on what you want to do. Is your presentation just text, or do you want to use visuals with all the bells and whistles?
You mean like images and graphics? And things that move around on the screen?
Exactly. You can include sounds or video, too.
Yes, absolutely. The better it looks, the better I hope my grade will be.
Oh, I think it's important that a presentation look good. But you have to have the substance, too.
I guess so.
You know what I mean. If you have a good foundation for your presentation, you'll be fine.
Oh, right.
Anyway, I would advise you to use this presentation viewer program because it's pretty intuitive. You can figure it out as you go along.
I've never really tried it.
After your tutorial, I think you'll find it's pretty simple. Speaking of which, when do you want to schedule your tutoring session?
As soon as possible. My presentation is next week, and I'm nervous about speaking in front of other people anyway. It would be bad if I had no time to practice using the program.
That's true. So then how about tomorrow at 2 p.m.? Bring your outline.
Great. I'll do that. Can I bring my laptop with me?
Sure. See you then.
Questions 31 to 35 refer to the following professor's lecture. First, take some time to read the questions 31 to 35.
With unemployment rampant in the economic depression of the 1930s, the government established a program to put people to work. It was called the Works Progress Administration, or WPA. The WPA funded the construction and maintenance of schools, parks, and highways. A small subdivision of the WPA, the Federal Arts Project, or FAP, was dedicated to employing artists. The reasoning behind the FAP was that the arts, as much as schools and bridges, contributed to the public welfare. And, of course, artists at the time of the Depression were extremely vulnerable. Photographers were uniquely suited to the requirements of the FAP, not least because much of their work constituted documenting the achievements of the WPA. But documentation in the larger sense of capturing the reality of an entire country was the mission of many of the FAP photographers. One of the photographers funded by the FAP beginning in 1935 was Berenice Abbott. It was perfect timing for Berenice Abbott. She'd been photographing New York City since her return from Paris in 1929. Long before the FAP came into being, her stated purpose was to document and interpret America with love, but without sentimentality. And she felt that New York represented the essence of the changing nature of American society. I want to just go back to that word, sentimentality, because it relates to how we can define Abbott's approach to her art. As we talked about last week, photography in its initial stages had been used in a very painterly fashion. People like Abbott realized early on that photography's strengths had not been recognized or utilized. Abbott and her contemporaries rebelled against the widespread painterly use of soft focus in favor of the sharpness and clarity naturally inherent in photography. And they also rejected the sentimentality of typical pastoral scenes and landscapes in favor of a realistic depiction of fast-paced, modern urban life. It was this sensibility that she brought with her to New York from Paris, where she had been living for 8 years. Abbott's project was, simply put, to photograph New York City. She called her project Changing New York. And the way she approached this project was to try to depict, through photography, the interaction between human beings and solid architectural constructs. Or something like that. I don't have the exact quote. See, she was trying to find a balance between buildings and activity. So, she decided to use more than just a handheld camera, which was perfect for, you know, capturing the hustle and bustle of the city, but would not have done justice to the giant buildings that also define the city. At the same time, she didn't want to just overshadow everything with those buildings. So, she began to use a large format camera, one of those rather bulky cameras you have to put on a tripod, and then you have to view the image under a black hood. Difficult to carry around, but it widened her vision. It allowed her to capture the size of massive modern buildings and also to juxtapose them in a shot with older, humbler ones. And to keep the life in her shots, she would often wait until someone passed by and make sure they were in the frame. Or she would ask people to walk through or stand in the frame. So she ended up using the large view camera for most of the work. Well, this Changing New York collection of 305 photographs is really a remarkable achievement. Its images are so powerful that Abbott is considered by many to be one of the 20th century's greatest photographers. In fact, one more contemporary photographer, Douglas Levere, was so inspired by her work that in the 1990s, he decided to re-photograph Abbott's New York photos. Imagine this. Levere went to the same locations, on the same day and same time, with the identical camera that Abbott had used. He reframed Abbott's shots as exactly as possible. Why would someone do that? I have to admit, when I first heard about this, I was skeptical of one artist copying another so completely. But then I saw the photographs, and the amazing thing about them is that if you put them side by side with Abbott's, you see that they are a logical extension of her work. They take you even deeper into the contrast between the old and the new that Abbott so expertly revealed in the 1930s.
This is the end of the listening paper. Now, you have 5 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet.